at your Hub Show.
All right, Jay Hyshe with the Hub Show. We are actually auditioning new people, new co-hosts to come on the Hub Show and do the news headlines. So right. First up, yeah, exactly. So first up, we have Sad Sack Smith over here. How you doing, Sad Sack?
I'm sad.
Yeah, you're sad.
What's wrong?
Yeah, what's going on? Why are you so sad?
I'm just sad. I'm always sad.
Things in the headlines?
There's a red light outside, and that made me sad. It reminded me of traffic.
Not the red light district? Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah. So what do you got for news here, Sad Sack?
Well, first, there's a teen that dressed as a clown and stabbed her boyfriend, which made me sad.
Oh, man.
Sad, yeah. But it was during sex, and I don't have that, so that makes me sad, too.
It's kinky and sad.
Wow. But I don't know. I mean, part of that's happy, right?
No, and then she sent him some texts before the attack. She said, admitted that she stabbed him, but said that she was overreaction from a kiss on her neck.
What? A kiss on her neck? Yes. Oh, man, he must have gave her a hickey, huh?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I hate when I get hickeys.
But at least she whispered trust me into his ear when she did it.
Like right before she stabbed him?
Right before she stabbed him? That's crazy. Yes. Wow.
If you're having sex with a chick and she whispers trust me in her ear out of nowhere,
right?
That's a bad sign. Trust,
and then pulls out a knife. Where did the knife come from?
She said that the knife was a 10-inch knife, so it must have been kind of visible.
Oh, well, it must have been. She probably mistook it.
She's dressed as a clown. She pulled out a 10-inch knife, right? And then says, trust me.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Yeah.
Do they say where that's at? Is she around here?
No, that's in some place called Cumbria. I don't know what that is, Cumbria. And that makes me sad.
Is that a country or a city?
It's in Wigton, Cumbria.
Wigton?
Cumbria.
Sounds like it's from Canada.
C-O-M-B-R-I-A?
C-U-M-B-R-I-A.
I don't know. But all right, so you're having sex with a clown, right? First of all, you want to have sex with a clown in a clown suit, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I want to see some skin. Does she have the red nose on?
She'd have to explain herself.
Right?
Whoa.
Does she have the big red nose on? And the
even better, it says here that the man who was stabbed apparently had a fear of clowns. And was supposed to be tied.
She knew it, too.
Sex.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Jesus. There's a triple whammy right there.
Right? She must have. How did she even get him there? She must have tied him up or something.
And then she comes out as a clown. He's already freaking out, man.
Right? That would be nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
some Twilight Zone shit right there. Ooh,
that makes me sad.
Yeah.
That makes me sad, too. Give you nightmares.
This is a picture of her right here, too, boy. Look at her eyes.
Does she look like a clown?
Not at all.
No? She's a good-looking girl?
She's pretty good-looking, yeah.
Good-looking girl says, trust me, man. It's over.
I don't know if I'd let her stab me, but I might do some stabbing.
Tiny gentleman comes out like Ronald McDonald. It's time to start thinking about escape plans, man. Sad Sack, what else you got?
Well, let's see. We got a bear was savagely beaten to death by a mob armed with sticks and speared it after it mauled a man who tried to take a selfie with it.
What now?
Take a selfie with a bear?
Yes.
And then he beat it with a stick.
The guy was trying to take his selfie with a bear. And the bear decided to go bear on him.
Naturally, right?
Yeah.
And then people watching it beat the bear with a stick.
It's fucked up.
Oh, my. Like Harambe. Just like it's another Harambe situation.
Well, it might
be. Did this bear have a name?
Yes and no.
Huh?
No. That's different.
Why?
That kid got over the gate, over the fence in the zoo.
Are you blaming the kid?
No, but I'm not saying that. But
we
guy,
should blame the
would
selfie.
You try
guy?
To take a
we
selfie
have
with
a
the
picture
bear?
Of the mall.
Do we have? Oh my god! Good do Lord. We have the selfie? I want to see the selfie.
I don't think he was alive.
That's why
to
he was mauling the guy.
Yeah.
Who the hell takes selfies with a bear?
Now let me see that thing. Hold on a minute. Now,
I
how big was this
guy
bear?
Who's never heard
was
of
that,
a bear
where was
before?
That? Was that here in the States or
no,
Alaska? That
was in India.
Now the bear looks about to be the same size as the guy. Now, do you think you could take a bear? Like, if you were in a fight with a bear that was your size?
No.
Same weight as
no.
you?
No.
Same.
What would you try?
I don't know. I feel like we have opposable thumbs. I feel like I could just take a bear.
I'd like to see that. Chris,
I feel like I could just
challenge is on,
punch
Chris.
It in the nose.
Whoever has a bear out there, the Hub Show will...
Their claws aren't that sharp, are they? They're dull from, like, dragging the ground all the time.
They're sharp for doing those things.
I think the bears usually maul people because they throw their weight around.
Chris Canfield versus Winnie the Pooh.
I just take that honey pot and just pour it over his head.
Here you go, Chris.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Wait, with this audio, put up to the mic.
All right. Oh, look, everybody's cheering. Oh, it got a running start. The bear got a running start. It jumped off a rock. It propelled itself.
Hold up to the mic.
Oh, man, look at, there's like 8 people. I don't even know where they got the sticks. All of them have the same exact size stick. Like they bought,
that's just wrong, though,
like they
man.
Brought this stick to the zoo on purpose.
Yeah, but you take a selfie with a bear. It's just dumb.
Huh?
I'm not sure if that was at a zoo.
Right? It can't be
a
zoo.
Yeah, that wasn't a zoo. That was out in like natural habitat.
All have the same size stick, and there was like 20 people with the exact stick.
That's wrong, dude. I'm not PETA, but that's just fucked up.
Man. Right?
That also made me sad.
Me too,
man. It would make me sad,
too.
Poor bear.
Won't make me sad, though, to see you take on a bear, though, Chris. That'd be pretty interesting.
Right? I would not.
It might be sad in the end for you.
It's on my bucket list to fight a kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
I think I could take a kangaroo.
In the wrong country, pal. Wait, that took place in India. Your story before that took place in Cumbria. What's the next story you got?
Well, this kind of relates to Chris.
Me?
Chris, I know you're a single guy.
Yeah.
But I think I found the woman for you.
This
woman from Arizona.
Okay,
after
we're in the States finally.
After one day, reportedly decided her best chance to Ganymede's affection was through texts. About 500 per day and a total of 65,000.
Broken thumbs.
And one of the texts ended up saying she wanted to bathe in his blood.
Wow.
She has since had a restraining order against the guy.
Hey, man, at least she didn't do the clown thing on him, dude.
65,000 text messages.
Just after the first date.
500 a day, huh?
Wait, they actually had a date?
Oh, they had a date?
After one date, that's when it started.
Oh, they
must
have met on Match.com.
Oh, they had a date. Then she started texting him left and right?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, she looks very pretty.
They had,
and it makes
sort of the
me
clown
sad
chat
that I couldn't go
no,
for
No, she
that.
Looks more like a clown than the clown chat.
Nah, she looks psychotic, dude.
Yeah, right?
Well,
that was in Arizona.
If you send over 500 texts a day, you might be a little crazy.
They had to meet online. There's no other way. Right.
I want to know what the ratio of text per minutes would be, because if you send 500
a day,
that's a lot.
That is.
A lot of emojis. That's what it was.
What
a lot
is
of thumbs ups and emojis.
Oh, you think so? You think it's just one?
I don't think they're full on
one letter text.
Yeah. Blood.
Blood.
Yeah. Oh, this looks like hearts. Yeah, there drops of blood upside down.
I want to bathe in your blood, huh?
All right, so I've
never had a
that
chick
was
tell
three,
me.
Three stories, one that was stateside. That's pretty good.
I've never had a chick say she wanted to bathe in my blood.
That's why she's perfect.
I had a guy
you
tell me he wanted me to pee on him one time.
A guy?
Yeah. I told this story.
This
is the story that Bernie shared.
Oh, yeah.
About the S&M club.
Oh, yeah.
A guy wanted me to pee on him.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I've gotten
the
with bodily.
You told a story about
that's my limits with bodily fluid.
The chick's going commando on the mechanical bull. Good times.
Right?
Right.
That doesn't make me sad.
Me either. No. It makes me chuckle.
Right?
Hey, sad. That's pretty good. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, even
I need this job.
Oh, do you?
Do you?
I got kids.
You got kids? Oh, my.
Can
how many
bring,
kids you got?
I got four.
Four kids.
Okay, look, we'll have you back on. We got to bring some more headlines. Can you keep them domestic? Or at least Canada and the United States? I don't even know where Cumbria is.
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
All right, Sad Sack. Thanks for coming on. And that's a good job on the audition. We'll let you know.
Okay.
And then
we're going to put your application in with all the others.
Yeah, we'll let,
and then we're going to put them in a big bingo shuffler. Yep. And we're going to roll the balls around.
You win the raffle.
And we might pull you out. So.
Pull you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the winner is.
Speaking of pulling out, you should be pulling out because you don't need any more kids.
Man. No.
Yeah.
They're all sad, too.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. It runs in the blood, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe the clown chick wasn't into pulling out. I don't know,
right,
dude. Yeah.
You need to start putting that stuff on the bed sheet.
I don't know.
Blood and clown makeup. They don't mix. All right. That was it for the news. Thanks, Sad Sack.
Adios.